from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Bart Winkler, a part of the Infinity Sports Network, weeknights 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. here on 1250 a.m. The Fan, former morning show host here on The Fan as well. Bart, thanks for coming on, buddy. How are you?
Good. What are we picking? What are we picking tonight?
I don't know. I haven't got to that point yet. I don't know. I'm so disheartened by this. I start the show. We start doing Prize Picks on the show, and I go into the tank. Prior to starting the show, I'm doing Prize Picks, and I was doing just fine. I won like 4 in a row. I was feeling all good. I was like, oh, we're going to get on the radio. We're going to do this on the radio. And here we go, and I promptly lost 4 in a row. It's disheartening.
Go with some Wendell Carter for the Magic.
Wendell Carter, you like?
Sure. Why not?
Why Wendell Carter? You better have a good reason for this.
Him or the other guy is Derrick Jones Jr. because they're playing more in the playoffs, and I don't know if the numbers that they give you have reflected that yet. So I would look there for those two guys.
Look there first. All right, we'll do that once we get done talking with you here. Bart, first things first, we were just talking about Patrick Beverley. And everything that played out, I blamed a bunch of different people for not doing different things and stepping in into both situations. Would you want Patrick Beverley back, knowing that he's probably going to be suspended, and any PR fallout that may happen here locally about how he acted?
By the time that we get to that point and the regular season with whatever suspension, I think a lot of this will go under the bridge. I think what's been stupid about the last 24 hours, we're not even to that point yet, but what's been stupid is they lost last night. You know, okay, they lose. It's the fallout. It's all this reaction. And now Patrick Beverley, I don't condone anything he did last night. I don't condone a single thing of it. However,
I knew there was a however or a but. One of the two were coming.
The way that he is being vilified, where even like Draymond Green is trying to lecture this man. Draymond Green, you punched a teammate in the face. You kick opposing players in the crotch.
Come on, that's your guy. Don't be going after your own guy like that.
He's going after one of my guys now. I got to stay true to the 414 in matters like this.
That's good. Okay, look, at least we have that going for us here in the 414. We still got Bart on our side, so that's good. I agree with you. Everybody's going after him. Barkley went after him on TV last night. That's another case of you must be joking. Either way, I really question whether or not this team is going to let him come back. I think Doc Rivers has say over the roster for certain, no question. But with this one here, it may be Edens and Fagan and so forth going, nope, he's not going to be attached to our organization anymore. We do not want to deal with this.
Maybe. I don't think it'll be like one thing, though. I think it'll be a collection of things. I'd be really surprised if they have a meeting and they're like, oh, he was mean to that reporter. Let's not.
And he threw basketballs at fans, don't forget.
Hell yeah, he did whip a 75-mile-an-hour fastball at an old lady.
He threw it twice, and this was my issue. You had teammates on either side of him. And first of all, if you throw a basketball at me, I'm not giving it back to you. Like, that's just not happening if I'm a fan. They throw it back to him, and then he chucks it again. And there are teammates on either side of him that did nothing to try and stop it. Nothing. They just watched him do it.
So... Has there been any, because in the moment, of course, it was great, but has there been any indication or anything that has happened that would have, are we better off just losing game five?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, we got to see Dame come back. It's like, okay, I mean, he's working hard. Good for him. He got to play in the game. And then I think he gave a nice quote last night about, you know, he's excited for next year. But other than that, I mean, I don't think anything positive has happened.
No, nothing.
Winning that game.
No, I agree with you. Nothing positive happened with game six whatsoever. So there, I'm with you 100%. What about this roster now kind of going forward, Bart, as far as who do you think still is on this Bucks roster looking ahead to next year?
I think what's hard about trying to move these guys, and I really want to see Middleton, Giannis, Damian Lillard core. I know that they're all on the wrong side of 30, as we would say, but I don't really want to see those guys moved. So then what do you move? You can move Brook because he's an expiring contract. A lot of these other guys, they're all like, this is the John Horst special where they sign him to deals and then give a player option. So I don't know if that makes it, I think that makes it harder to trade some of these guys. Like Bobby Porter's on a player option, Pat Connaughton the following year, a player option. You would look at trading those guys, but again, this is a case of where we always do this, where if we're so desperate to trade somebody and get them out of here, I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean that there's going to be other teams that are, you know, banging the door down to get them.
So correct.
I don't know what kind of value any of these guys are going to come with. I don't know what team thinks they might be a Bobby Portis away from achieving their goals. So it's going to be hard to move off these guys.
What about the idea that a lot of fans have of, I want to get younger. I had one person call up earlier and say that he wants Andre Jackson starting and he wants a young guy starting and he wants Brook Lopez coming off the bench as a backup instead.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Do you think that works with Doc Rivers as head coach?
I think a lot of this is a non-starter. I don't think that they're going to do that. I think that they're going to play the veterans more. We've been looking for the last 5 years for these young guys to play more. And I think a lot of it's a case of, okay, maybe Marjon Beauchamp wasn't the guy. Maybe DJ Wilson wasn't the guy. Maybe some of these guys weren't the guy. But they also don't get run. They don't get the exposure. They don't get the minutes. So, yeah, we like Andre Jackson Jr. Okay, it'd be better if he started over the Malik Beasleys of the world, I suppose. But I don't know that even that is going to change anything. There has to be some sort of way to – it's not just about him. It's about the whole team. They have to be younger. They have to be more competitive. And they have to be healthy. They can't
– No, not they. Not they, no. Giannis has to be healthy. We keep saying they. No, it's not they. It's Giannis.
So I wish – I just – all I wish for in this life, besides somehow retiring by the time I'm 50 –
Now, Rami wanted to retire when he was 25, so at least you have bigger goals than Rami. That's good.
Well, I want to retire right now, but I got to be a little realistic.
What are you going to do if you retire right now? What are you going to do?
Oh, I'll play Prize Picks all day.
Oh, you're going to be loaded and retire. Okay. Okay.
I'll hang out at the bar with Tim Shea.
Be like 400 pounds, but hey, that's cool. Do what you got to do. All right, go ahead.
No, I'll get my steps in. I'll still get my steps in.
Get your steps in. Walk in to get the next drink. Yes. All right. Yeah. All right. So anyways, go ahead.
What was the question?
Go ahead. Yeah, well, we're just talking about this whole thing with Doc Rivers and how this works with a younger roster, and he's not going to play him, and he's going to play vets. And
oh, Giannis.
Giannis staying healthy, yes.
I'm trying to bait some guy from The Ringer to come on my show tonight. He won't respond. But there's a lot of these, when is the breakup coming kind of articles. And I just wish that is such low-hanging fruit that's so irrelevant. If you want to have an article about Giannis, do a little bit of work and be like, what is happening? Why is he not healthy in the playoffs? Is he playing too hard? Is his body breaking down? What is happening here? Instead of being like, huh, his contract's up in 15 years. Let's get him to New York City. It's just so lame and lazy, and it's infuriating. And I think, you know, we are such easy bait and easy targets that we fall for it and complain about it. So I think we're the problem maybe too.
All right. So what do we do then? How do we protect him? Do we just not play him in the month of April? Is that how we protect Giannis from Giannis? How do you get him into the postseason and then try to keep him healthy in the postseason? We're talking about 4 out of 5 years here. Like, you know, people make fun of, oh, put him in bubble wrap and make sure he doesn't get hurt. But I'm telling you, I don't know how you do it because every year it's something different. It's the back, it's the knee, it's the calf. It's never the same thing twice. It's easier to deal with if it's Christian Watson and it's a hamstring, or Clay Matthews and it's a hamstring. Okay, that's one centralized area you have to figure out how to kind of control and fix. With Giannis, it's all different areas. Every year it's something different.
Is there a legitimate argument against what I'm about to say where you don't play Dame Middleton or Giannis until the All-Star break? Because your record will probably, I mean, I don't know that it's, I don't know what it will be. But you get those guys back. If you can, or make it January, but figure out a way. We don't need home court advantage. We don't do anything with it.
I agree.
So as long as you're the 60, as long as you're in, and that is a little extreme, but I don't think, you know, he's not going to get the MVP because people have already tired of him doing that. So, and he had a 65-game nonsense. I guess you want all NBA, sure. But it's just like, what is this regular season is so long, and if that's where these guys are getting hurt, by the time we get to the playoffs, when the Bucks are playing these younger teams that have been able to stay healthy, it's like, the Miami Heat got to a finals last year because the Bucks were injured. The Indiana Pacers are playing in the second round because the Bucks were injured. Like, we're doing these other teams favors. So I don't know that you make it that extreme, but there's got to be like some sort of, I just think every night in the regular season, it is a rehearsal. It is not the real performance. You have to be thinking about the playoffs. And we get caught up. We get caught up. Fans get caught up. The team gets caught up. and regular season success when it does not matter. Even when there's a tournament in the regular season, that does not matter.
Right.
The Darvin Ham has become the first in-season tournament champion to be fired as a head coach. It does not matter.
I hadn't thought about that, but that is kind of funny. That is exactly true. That just tells you about the relevance of what that thing really means at the end of the day. This is the other thing about it. From Doc Rivers' standpoint, how much control do you give him over this roster?
Well, I think you're in the Doc Rivers business, so I think that you're in the Doc Rivers business. I think that that's what you're doing here.
So if you're Edens and Fagan and Horace, you let him kind of pick what he wants.
If you wanted to fire Adrian Griffin for a different coach, you could have done that at any time. But they specifically set out to get Doc Rivers, so they must want to be a part of that. So I don't mind him having a little more sway. I believe his comments that he wants to bring a title here.
Do you think that works with Doc Rivers as head coach?
I think a lot of this is a non-starter. I don't think that they're going to do that. I think that they're going to play the veterans more. We've been looking for the last 5 years for these young guys to play more. And I think a lot of it's a case of, okay, maybe Marjon Beauchamp wasn't the guy. Maybe DJ Wilson wasn't the guy. Maybe some of these guys weren't the guy. But they also don't get run. They don't get the exposure. They don't get the minutes. So, yeah, we like Andre Jackson Jr. Okay, it'd be better if he started over the Malik Beasleys of the world, I suppose. But I don't know that even that is going to change anything. There has to be some sort of way to, it's not just about him, it's about the whole team. They have to be younger. They have to be more competitive. And they have to be healthy. They can't.
No, not they. Be healthy. Not they. No. Giannis.
Giannis
has to be healthy. We keep saying they. No, it's not they. It's Giannis.
So I wish, all I wish for in this life, besides somehow retiring by the time I'm 50.
Now, Rami wanted to retire when he was 25, so at least you have bigger goals than Rami. That's good.
Well, I want to retire right now, but I got to be a little realistic.
What are you going to do if you retire right now? What are you going to do?
Oh, I'll play Prize Picks all day.
Oh, you're going to be loaded and retire. Okay, okay.
I'll hang out at the bar with Tim Shea.
Be like 400 pounds, but hey, that's cool. Do what you got to do. All right, go ahead.
No, I'll get my steps in. I'll still get my steps in.
Get your steps in. Walk in to get the next drink. Yes. All right.
Yeah.
All right, so anyways, go ahead.
What was the question?
Go ahead. Yeah, well, we're just talking about this whole thing with Doc Rivers and how this works with a younger roster, and he's not going to play him, and he's going to play vets. And
Giannis
staying healthy, yes.
I'm trying to bait some guy from The Ringer to come on my show tonight. He won't respond. But there's a lot of these when is the breakup coming kind of articles, and I just wish that it's such low-hanging fruit that's so irrelevant. If you want to have an article about Giannis, do a little bit of work and be like, what is happening? Why is he not healthy in the playoffs? Is he playing too hard? Is his body breaking down? What is happening here? Instead of being like, his contract's up in 15 years. Let's get him to New York City. It's just so lame and lazy, and it's infuriating. And I think, you know, we are such easy bait and easy targets that we fall for it and complain about it. So I think we're the problem maybe too.
All right. So what do we do then? How do we protect him? Do we just not play him in the month of April? Is that how we protect Giannis from Giannis? How do you get him into the postseason and then try to keep him healthy in the postseason? We're talking about 4 out of 5 years here. Like, you know, people make fun of, put him in bubble wrap and make sure he doesn't get hurt. But I'm telling you, I don't know how you do it because every year it's something different. It's the back, it's the knee, it's the calf. It's never the same thing twice. It's easier to deal with if it's Christian Watson and it's a hamstring, or Clay Matthews and it's a hamstring. Okay, that's one centralized area you have to figure out how to kind of control and fix. With Giannis, it's all different areas. Every year it's something different.
Is there a legitimate argument against what I'm about to say where you don't play Dame Middleton or Giannis until the All-Star break? Because your record will probably, I don't know what it will be. But you get those guys back. If you can or make it January, but figure out a way. We don't need home court advantage. We don't do anything with it.
I agree.
So as long as you're the sixth seed, as long as you're in, and that is a little extreme, but I don't think, you know, he's not going to get the MVP because people have already tired of him doing that. So, and he had a 65-game nonsense. I guess you want all NBA, sure. But it's just like, what is this regular season is so long, and if that's where these guys are getting hurt, by the time we get to the playoffs, when the Bucks are playing these younger teams that have been able to stay healthy, it's like the Miami Heat got to a finals last year because the Bucks were injured. The Indiana Pacers are playing in the second round because the Bucks were injured. Like, we're doing these other teams favors. So I don't know that you make it that extreme, but there's got to be like some sort. I just think every night in the regular season, it is a rehearsal. It is not the real performance. You have to be thinking about the playoffs, and we get caught up. We get caught up. Fans get caught up. The team gets caught up in regular season success when it does not matter. Even when there's a tournament in the regular season, that does not matter.
Right.
The Darvin Ham has become the first in-season tournament champion to be fired as a head coach. It does not matter.
I hadn't thought about that, but that is kind of funny. That is exactly true. That just tells you about the relevance of what that thing really means at the end of the day. This is the other thing about it. From Doc Rivers' standpoint, how much control do you give him over this roster?
Well, I think you're in the Doc Rivers business, so I think that you're in the Doc Rivers business. I think that that's what you're doing here.
So if you're Edens and Fagan and Horace, you let him kind of pick what he wants.
If you wanted to fire Adrian Griffin for a different coach, you could have done that at any time. But they specifically set out to get Doc Rivers, so they must want to be a part of that. So I don't mind him having a little more sway. I believe his comments that he wants to bring a title here. You know, there's a lot of relationships he has with guys throughout the league that, you know, like the Patrick Beverleys of the world, for better or for worse. So I would be willing to let him have a little bit of a greater say. And maybe it's because we think that Giannis runs this team too. Maybe it'd be better if it was more of the coach.
Yeah, I agree.
It'd be better if it was more of the,
yeah,
you know, the elder statesman of the two. So I think since you're in the Doc Rivers business, you don't get in the Doc Rivers business and then like go halfway. You wanted this guy. You wanted everything that comes with him. So yeah, it's his team as much as it is anybody else's.
Yep, I'm with you. He is Bart Winkler. Check him out. Weeknights right here on 1250 AM The Fan. And of course it is the Bart Winkler Show. You can follow him on Twitter at Bart Winkler Show as well. Bart, thanks so much for coming on, my friend. Appreciate it.
All right, always a pleasure. Be good, bud.
Absolutely. Take care. There he is, Bart Winkler, off to his weekend he goes. Actually, he doesn't, because I believe he's on the air tonight at 9 o'clock, so his weekend hasn't officially started yet.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.